What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin and the devil and to live a prosperous life. Today, we're talking about how to be a good wife. We talked about husbands in the past, how to be a dominant ruler of your household, and then we talked about how to love your wife. And so today, we're talking about how to love your husband. And this is going to be three parts here because the Bible has a lot to say about wives loving their husbands and being good women. So let's get right into it. This first part, these are the basics for being a good woman or a good wife. And if a woman has these down packed, she's good to go. These are the basics. This is the bare minimum that a woman should have if she's approaching marriage or claiming to be a wife. All right, so let's get right into it here. First one here is she needs to operate in her creation role. We find in Genesis chapter 2, verses 18, what the purpose of a woman is for. It says here, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I'm going to make him an helpmeet for him. And we jump down a little bit to 20, verse 21. It says, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from the man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall the man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So I've read that before many times. And of course, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 8 and 9, it talks about the woman being made for the man and not the man for the woman. So we see here the man was here first. The woman was created specifically to help the man, to be a helpmeet to him, as the scriptures say, a helpmeet. So what does help mean? So I looked it up in the King James Dictionary, of course, and it says here to aid, to assist, to lend strength or means towards effecting a purpose, as to help a man in his work, in children, or in ministry. So one of the first things a woman or a good wife must be is a helpful woman. Right. And that's what does help look like? Well, it's to aid, to assist, to lend strength to, a means towards effecting a purpose. And it says here as an example, to help a man in his work, children, and ministry. All right. So you must be helpful. So women usually have two different ways of helping their husbands. One is domestic. So by default, most women, they have domestic duties. So meal preparation in the home, house maintenance, children nurturing. And then, of course, sex, being available for sex for their husbands. So the other purpose would be business duties. So if the man has a business, his wife could be a part of that business. Of course, she would have to be as an employee or and as a subordinate. So those are the first two things there, domestic duties and business duties. Now, when I talk about business, it's very important that the wife be a subordinate and not something else in the company. She should be as an employee, just right alongside of the other employees. You know, he should not treat her any different because she's his wife. And I see a lot of times businesses where the man has his wife in a particular position, she's off allowed to get away with things that other employees can't get away with simply because of favoritism and, you know, in relation to the husband. And that's not right. It also makes her think that she's better than the other employees. So it's important that she comes in as a subordinate, that she's like an employee, and that way you keep your business running properly. Because I've seen a lot of businesses, well, I've read stories rather about businesses ran down because the husband let their wives do things that they may not have been qualified to do, but because she was the wife and she wanted to do it, he allowed her to do it. Okay, and so that's where we get to the next point, is how a woman is supposed to help her husband. Is it up to her to decide what she wants to do for him, or is it up to him? Well, back to a man ruling his household and knowing what he wants and needs, he is the one that commands her as to what he needs done around the house or in the business. All right. He doesn't allow her just to do whatever she wants for him because that may not be helpful to him. All right. However, a woman, after a while of following the commands of her husband and being a helpmate to him, there are certain things that she picks up on that she knows that she should do. She has an intuition about it. Or there's the Holy Spirit that's telling her, hey, do this for your husband, do that for your husband. And so it's important that a wife learn from her husband. That way he doesn't have to tell her what to do every time. But also that she's not doing things that are not helpful. So that's the first thing. Number one, if you want to be a good wife, be a helpful woman to your husband, right? And we talked about this, you know, be a good domestic servant. Meal preparation. You know, some women say, I don't know how to cook. I don't want to cook. Well, you can learn to cook. It's not that hard. House maintenance, child, nurturing, and sex. Always be available for sex. If you are denying your husband sex, you're denying him one of the biggest parts of you being there for him. A wife is supposed to be a sexual release for her husband, okay? So if you can't give him vaginal sex, you can give him oral sex. If you can't do that, you can give him a hand job. Something to help him release his sexual tension. Like I said, when a man is working and he's doing things and he needs that release, and that's what you're there for. You know, God created a woman for the purpose. It's not just procreation. A lot of people, especially in the religious sex, want to make sex between a man and woman simply for procreation. It's not. It's for pleasure. And that pleasure leads to an orgasm, which releases a lot of spiritual toxins. It's healthy for a man to have regular, frequent, strong orgasms. And that's achieved through his wife, okay? So when a woman is denying her husband sex or controlling the sex, she's doing him a disservice. She's not being a helpmate to him, all right? He needs to have sex. And unfortunately, a lot of women, they mad at their husbands. They email me talking about her husband looking at pornography. Well, he's looking at pornography because you're not allowing him to have sex with you. You know, that's one of the reasons. So men turn into pornography and masturbation because they just want to, they want to have sex, but they can't have sex with their wife, and they know they can't go outside the marriage. So they looking at pornography just to try to fill that void, which is a poor substitute. It's more of a sedation of the problem with than a solution. When he has a wife right there that's available to take care of that need of his. And unfortunately, in this gynocentric society, they've made the needs of men, particularly in the area of sex, to be something negative. Like, he's a lust-filled dog. He needs sex all the time. He's an animal. He needs to learn how to control himself and stuff like that. Well, a man who is not getting it is usually very thirsty. But if he's having good sex and he's getting a strong release, he's going to be down for the count. You know, so this idea of a man, something's wrong with him because he wants sex, is just plain old, it's deceptive. And unfortunately, it's gynocentric thinking. See, women have an egalitarian mindset, which says that somehow they're like the man, they're similar to the man. And so a woman is thinking about a man and saying, he's like me. I don't need sex like that, or I don't desire it like that all the time. And it's not. And that's true. As a woman, you have cycles. So when you're ovulating, you want to have sex a lot. Right around that time when you have an egg ready to be fertilized, you're going to definitely want to have sex. But other times you don't. But he's not like you. A man is producing semen every day. He will produce semen and a sperm, rather, within that semen to the day he die. Why? Because he's built to procreate. And he's built to, so it's a difference. And you can't look at a man the same way you look at yourself. He's different. So that need for sex, just take care of that. It's almost like drinking and eating for a man. That's how it is for sex. It's not this big, bad thing. You know, and a lot of men, I want y'all to understand this too. You're not wrong for having an erection and a boner in the morning. And somehow you got sexual desire, you've been seeing. That's why I had to do this series on sexual repression. Because religion has taught men that somehow they're bad for having sexual desires. No, that's a biological function. That's designed for you to procreate, and it's designed for you to release any spiritual toxins that you build up over time. Stress, any kind of thing can be relieved through sex in some cases. Spiritual things can be relieved through sex. But I already talked about this. I don't want to go into that. But I just want to stress the importance of a wife having sex with her husband, being available to him. All right. And once again, in that series about sexual repression, we discovered that oral sex is not a sin. All right. So if your vagina is not available to him, you can give him some what they call head or a blowjob. If you don't know how to do that, learn how to do that. All right. But these are ways that you can satisfy your husband. Where if you want to complain about your husband straying, well, he won't be after you take care of him sexually on a regular basis. But the fact of the matter is, this is what your purpose is. You got to make sure he's taken care of, you know. And I think women of old knew that. I remember older women talking about this. I would overhear them. They would say stuff like, make sure you cook for him and make sure you have sex with him. It's when a woman stops doing that stuff is when the husband starts to walk away. There's infidelity. He's dealing with some other woman. Why? Because she's doing what she's supposed to do for him. But the current wife is not. And so we also had a talk about the sexist marriage, why people are not having sex with each other. And I gave you some reasons about that. You got to overcome those reasons, you know, those issues. And I talked about how to get over those things. But if a wife and a husband commit to having sex at least once a day, different forms, it doesn't have to be always vaginal. It could be oral. It could be a hand job, something simple as that. But the bottom line is that the man is releasing and having an orgasm on a daily basis. That's going to improve the marriage greatly. So now the other thing that a wife must be is submissive. We did a whole sermon on that. And we just talked about that, what submission is and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not going to go over that again. But the general idea of submission for a woman is cooperation and obedience without complaining and arguments. That's what it is. She's just, you're being cooperative, you're obeying, and you're not doing any complaining or arguing about it. Simple as that. All right. The second part of this talk here, I want to talk about the woman and the wife and the good wife. And what she should be doing is glorifying her husband. All right. Glorifying her husband. So we see here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 7 through 9, it mentions this. So let's get into that. It says, 1 Corinthians 11, 7 through 9, it says, for a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God. But the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. So I want to zoom in on a woman being the glory of the man, just as a man is the glory of God. So when you look at the word glory, you get a few definitions: to praise, to magnify, to honor, to exalt, to happiness, to praise, to honor, to extol. All right. So it's a different ways a woman can glorify her husband. But one of the ways is, of course, verbally, just praising them and saying you're nice, you know, you're doing well and you the family's running with you're stuff like that. But a lot of it's nonverbal. And one of the ways this is a lot of women don't understand, but glorifying your husband is through your beauty. Being a beautiful woman glorifies your husband. Fixing your hair, you know, keeping your body in shape, that glorifies your husband. Similar to how men are designed to glorify God in heaven. So when a man is acting right, when he's strong, when he's doing what he's supposed to do, when he's loving the way God loves, when he's managing the earth and his wives properly, he glorifies God. He's operating the way he should be. And God is glorified by that. He says, look at my creation. Look how he's acting. Look what he's doing. That brings me glory. When a tree is bearing fruit, when an animal is living the way it should live, when a flower is blossoming, that these are all things that glorify God because he created it, makes him happy. Okay. Therefore, a wife, if she wants to glorify her husband, must make him happy. Now, we talked about sex already, but being a beautiful woman, when a man steps out with a beautiful woman, it brings honor to the man. Because of she's like an ornament to him, a crown to him. And that's one way of glorifying your husband, staying in shape. That's why it bothers me when I see women who are out of shape, unattractive, looking at their worst, out with men, and the man is just putting up with it. Men, you have to be a man of standard and have self-value. And a lot of men, of course, in this gynocentric society have been told that the wife is her own person. She's an individual. She should be allowed to get as big as she wants to get. You know, we got something called body positivity, where a woman should be accepted for whatever size she is. The wife must maintain her beauty. She must stay in shape. She must keep her hair tight, keep her face tight and her body tight. Come in with your husband glorifying, bringing glory to him. When he steps out with you, people should look at you as a couple and say, that's a nice looking couple right there. That's a nice looking family right there. They shouldn't see this woman that's heavy set, over the top, sloppy looking, hair ain't done, looking a hot mess, because it don't bring no glory to him, especially if he looks halfway decent, you see. But even if he doesn't, the woman should be tight. But unfortunately, in this gynocentric society, this feminist society, one of the rules of feminism is never do anything for the express pleasure of a man. So I know my man want me to keep my long hair, I'm going to chop it off. I know my man want to keep my nice body, I'm not keeping no nice body for him. I'm going to either do it for myself or I'm not going to stay in shape. I'm just going to get big and I don't care what he thinks. I don't want to go to the gym. That's hard. I don't want to eat right. Okay, well, that's not bringing glory to your husband. So it's important, ladies, to maintain your beauty. Another way of glorifying your husband is just to have good behavior and treatment. And we'll talk about that in another part here. But when a wife is just doing her domestic duties, being submissive, that brings glory to the man. Other people will just look at her and just say, man, she's just doing well by her man. She just comes out. She serves everybody with grace and beauty. She's smelling good. And when people look at her, they say, man, that man, he's got it. He's got something going on for him. And they give him honor and they praise him. But she did it through her behavior. She didn't say nothing to him. And that's what I much prefer. A woman's behavior and treatment rather than just words, nice words here and there. I'm more of an action man. I want action. I'd rather see action. So it's important that a wife be a person that is glorifying her husband. So number one, helping her husband submissively and also bringing him glory by being beautiful, praising him, doing things that bring honor to him. And as the definition here, it says to make one happy. A man is happy when his wife looks good. He's happy to go out on the town with her wrapped around his arm. That's what brings him glory. See, the woman was created for the man. And I keep saying this, and I said this in my sermon about the men, the marriage was made for men. Men are like little gods, and they have a wife who is a subordinate and a servant to him that brings him glory, just like God has a man who he created to bring him glory and who is subordinate to him. So just like God has a man who brings him praise and glory, a husband and a man has a wife that brings him praise and glory. And so a man gets to experience the God experience. And that includes the ups and the downs, you know. Okay, so of course, you know, a man can have a wife that's crazy, a wife that may be narcissistic and disrespectful. Well, God has to deal with a creation that does not bring him glory. So ladies, you don't want to be that wife who doesn't bring him glory. You want to be the one that does. Beautiful, submissive, helpful. This alone is enough. This is the bare minimum. And the longer she keeps that up, she's going to be praised and loved and taken care of. So that's all I got for you today. I encourage you to look at these scriptures again. Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 25. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 7 through 9. And that's what a woman does. That's all she has to do. It's very simple. But of course, we live in a society that tells a woman that she don't have to do nothing for no man. And flips it around to where he's supposed to be serving her. She should be bringing him glory, not the other way around. It's not to say that, you know, other women will see a woman that has a good husband and look at her and say, you doing good. You got a man that loves you and takes care of you and he's handsome and this, that, and the other. She's going to get it back too. But the focus is her husband. Her focus should be her husband. Why? That's her whole purpose on this earth. Ladies, if you want to be a good wife, make your husband the focus. Find out what you can do to serve him and help him be better at what he's doing, his purpose, what he's doing on this earth. Help him. You know, make his life easier. And if a woman can maintain that, maintain your beauty, maintain your figure, be nice and submissive and helpful, that's what being a good wife is. That's what loving your husband is all about. All right. And we're going to talk more about this in the next part of this series. But that's the first and bare minimum. If you can do that, you're fine. And most women in the East, I've seen now that they have that lockdown. They already know that their fathers have trained them up to be good wives. to where you can marry any one of these women, particularly in the East, who have not been tainted by, you know, this narcissistic mindset and this gynocentric pollution and get by pretty well. Unfortunately, like I said, we in a gynocentric society, and women are everything about a wife has just been flipped around. You know, they don't know anything about it, but the scriptures show us. It gives us a guide back to the way, to where every men and women can just work together and be happy. It starts with women changing their minds about how to be a wife. You know, it's not about you, it's about him, okay? So until next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.